I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, first things first, forgot to mention that the other night when I was complaining about the audience member in the bar area before the show who sounded like she was screaming and it was going to bug me during the show, I did in fact address the audience during one of the commercial breaks, and I go, one of you is screaming and it sounds like you're getting killed and it makes me worried, so you should stop. And they did stop. So I got some tweets wanting to know what happened with that. Tonight, Below Deck premiere, we've got Captain Lee and Kate Chastain, plus a surprise on the after show. Stay tuned. Stick a mini umbrella in my cocktail, sweetie, because Below Deck is back and they're sailing through Tahiti. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kate Chastain and Captain Lee now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Sting's birthday with two maritime pros who've probably seen more than one message in a bottle, if you think about it. For years, we've watched my guests crisscross the Caribbean, but on tonight's Below Deck season premiere, they ventured down to Tahiti, where the beaches are more exotic and the charter guests are just as drunk. Welcome back, Chief Stewardess of My Sienna, Kate Chastain. Like $1 million, and Scott of the Sea, Captain Lee. Over at the bar, it's a RuPaul's Drag Race fan favorite who is sashaying over to Netflix with her new show, Dancing Queen, which drops Friday. The critics are already gagging. Welcome back, our friend, Alyssa Edwards. Great to see you. Oh, my God. What is your hair made of, Alyssa? It's
Whoa, this whole thing, I just threw it on Below the Deck.
Well, you did. Yes, you did. Let's get started. So great to have you guys back. I'm so excited about the show. Tonight we met the new crew of My Sienna, and we were all enchanted by Chef Adrian. Take a look.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Who are you?
Adrian, I'm going to be the chef. Get these cute little disco lights. I'm going to make, like, desserts, and, like, the dessert's going to be mounted on top of this, and as they eat it, the lights are going to start, like, shooting out at them. This is how I woo women, usually. All my food comes from all my life experiences. It can be a tapestry on the wall. It can be a scent that I had when I was 6 at my grandmother's house.
So pretty.
It's like a delicate woman.
Okay.
Yeah, I drink a little bit every day. I mix it with maca. Maca root is great for, like, sexual potency.
I think he's an alien.
I love it. How is his cooking?
Unbelievable. So yes. Good.
Really? Next level. Way over the top.
Out of this world.
Wow. He seems really inventive. By the way, it's only episode one, and already the clothes are coming off. Take a look at new deckhand Ashton. Let's.
Check it up, right?
Make a strong South African bird.
I'm okay, not wearing much.
Not to sleep my shirt on for this charter.
When I was younger, I used to do a bit of stripping.
You hot. Can you spread them? Sorry.
Wow.
Somebody's birthday.
Oh my God, amazing. That brings us to our first poll question. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, who do you think is the hottest man on the boat? Adrian, Ashton, Chandler, Josiah, Ross, or Captain Lee? Let me ask you this. Who made the first best impression on you, just looks-wise?
Josiah. Perfect.
Yes.
His hair is perfect. His accent is perfect. His stance is perfect. I love him.
Captain Lee, you got this, dude. Congratulations. I like it. Kate and Captain Lee are anchored here in the clubhouse to take your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Below Deck premiere, Kate and Captain Lee saw the return of a past charter guest with an affinity for maritime foam parties, which, by the way, don't sound very safe or sanitary. But here's what, by the end of tonight's episode, his wild antics had Captain Lee foaming at the mouth. Now, before we take a look, this gentleman is like an old buddy of yours, right?
Yes, he's a friend. And Steve is the epitome of, I just want to have fun. I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm just, my sole purpose in life is to have a good time.
Take a look.
So it's a repeat charter guest, and he's enthusiastic.
We want you at the head of the table.
Yeah. Likes alcohol.
Now, what to drink?
He also has a lot of requests.
I want our room filled with balloons.
I love it.
Okay, do you give me another captain?
And diet?
Yeah. I'm a little cold in here. My nipples are sticking.
I know it.
Good? You know, I don't have a foam yet, dude.
No. I love you, but I can't wear really like that.
This is not a f***ing discussion here. I can't let you die on my watch.
I'll go right.
I mean, was he still as good of a friend when he left the boat?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I loved your reaction to everything he was asking you. You were like, yep, okay, 500 balloons, no problem.
Yes.
Is that just the way that you have to react to everything, basically?
Well, I knew that I'd already served him about 500 drinks.
Right.
So, sure. Yeah, yes, right. Okay.
Yeah, there's five balloons on the floor. You're like, it's 500.
Yeah.
Second is Chief Stew. Kate Chastain is renowned for her penis blanket folding skills. But was there ever a time she thought her friend and Below Deck Med counterpart, Hannah, acted like a real dick? Kate, I have some questions for you about Hannah's behavior last season. Below Deck Med is coming off a blockbuster season. Massive
hit. Season.
Did you watch all season?
I watched. I tweeted. I chatted with them. I loved it.
Okay, good. I have questions. What were your thoughts on how Hannah handled her relationship with Conrad? Dumb to get in a relationship with a bosun?
Not dumb to get in a relationship with a bosun, but maybe dumb to get in a relationship with a 23-year-old.
Thoughts on Hannah being so adamant about Brooke not dating Joao? Would you ever get in between another crew member's relationship?
I don't think it's a great idea, but I might.
Thoughts on Brooke telling Hannah she doesn't do her work? What would you have done if your second Stew said you're basically a slacker?
Every second Stew, every third Stew says that to the Chief Stew because they haven't been a Chief Stew, so they don't really know what you're doing.
Thoughts on Hannah's panic attack. What would you have done in that situation?
I don't know because I don't suffer,
you don't
from,
suffer
that disorder,
from panic attacks.
But
yet.
The only thing that would give me an anxiety attack is not being around the guests, so it's like yin and yang.
Thoughts when Hannah took the guests out for 5 hours when she told Captain Sandy she would only be out for a Coca-Cola?
Once again, yin and yang, I would be more calm being on the boat, but if that's she wanted to be with the guests, then that's how she felt.
All right, thank you very much. Now go to WWHL.TV and tell us, who would you rather have as a Chief Stew, Kate or Hannah? So you, now how long have you known Hannah? Do you only know her through the show?
How long has Below Deck Med been on?
Oh, okay, so you only know her through the show. You don't know her previous.
No, but we do talk, and it's a very rare relationship. There's another Chiefs who has done Below Deck yachting.
Yeah,
reality.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's what you call a landslide for Kate Chastain. Here's what. Captain Lee, you may be the stud of the sea, but now I have some questions for you about everyone's favorite mistress of the Mediterranean, Captain Sandy. If you were Sandy, how would you have handled Hannah setting off the fire alarm with sparklers?
The sparklers. Fire alarms are very sensitive. Sparklers were, to me, not a big deal. We've done it before on our boats, so not a big deal.
How, if you were Sandy, how would you have handled a guest giving you a sex toy as a present?
depending on where they put it, I would definitely dealt with
it. If you were Sandy, how would you have handled a bosun getting jealous because you were giving a deckhand more attention?
No, please.
I don't think you would have noticed.
No.
If you were Sandy, how would you have handled a chief stew and a bosun sleeping in the same bunk? Are you okay with crew relationships?
I'm fine with that as long as it doesn't interfere with what I need to get done.
Good to know.
All right. Thank you very much, Captain Lee. Finally, on every season of Below Deck, Captain Lee's been an unflappable leader who's never played favorites. But now that we've had a few drinks, I wonder if he's willing to say who from his yachting past is and isn't on his preference sheet. Here's what. It's time to assemble your Below Deck fantasy crew. I'm just going to pit some former crewmates against each other, and you pick one. Who would you trust more to whip up a show-stopping five-star seven-course meal for your guests, Ben Robinson or Adrian?
Is that hard, man?
That's a tough one.
Really?
Yeah. Adrian.
Okay. Who do you think would put together the most fabulous theme party, Kate Chastain or Adrian Gang?
Oh. Kate.
Okay.
Yes.
Kate, who would you trust?
Was that a real question?
Who would you trust more to dock the yacht without your assistant, Eddie Lucas or EJ Jansen?
EJ.
Okay. Who has the ideal body for surprise shirtless theme dinners? Ashton or Bruno?
Oh, Ashton. Hands down.
Which third stew would you rather have make your bed every morning? Rocky or Sierra Storm?
None of the above.
None of the above. Okay. They just threw Rocky in there. Who would you trust not to hook up with a charter guest? Kat Held or Amy Johnson?
Amy.
Yeah. Which location would you want to take your wife, Marianne, to? The Caribbean or Tahiti?
Tahiti.
Very good. Thank you very much. There's your Below Deck Fantasy Crew. Let's go to Lindsay from Atlanta. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Kate.
Okay.
Hi.
Stay
in touch with Hot Jesus since season 5.
Which one?
Hot Jesus, the guy you fooled around with, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. He wants me to come to Dominica and whatever island he sails to. And
oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. He's quite smart.
He's super hot, too. Are you strictly dickly these days, or
yes,
what?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Okay, yes. Very good. On next week's Below Deck, Riley thinks Chandler is acting like a real boast son of a bitch. Here's a sneak peek.
Everyone is waiting on you.
Okay, we'll come. Okay, bye.
Chandler, are you okay?
I'm upset. I wanted to leave an hour ago. There's going to be no excuses tomorrow.
It's still an 8 o'clock showtime.
No, it's going to be a 6 o'clock.
You're going to piss everybody off on the deck at 6 a.m. I get it. You're pissing everybody else off for Ashton's action. Everybody's going to be mad. Everybody's going
to
be tired.
I just want you to stop talking right now.
Never let me go.
Okay, man.
Okay, it's never easy, folks. Carol from Long Island, what's your question?
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. Mazel. My question's for Captain Lee. Okay. Captain Lee, is there anybody in particular that you would never want back as a crew member?
Raquel.
Rocky.
Oh, yes. Formal yes. name. That's serious.
Wow. Yeah. Here's a question. Madeline Russo, for both of you, how many other people on the crew are there that we don't see on air, and where do they sleep? There's got to be an engineer, right?
Yes.
And
a first mate. Well, this boat was bigger, so we had
this
three.
Boat was bigger, so we actually had three extra crew members.
You did. An
so
engineer
we
and...
We had an engineer and two engineers.
Okay.
Chief engineer, second engineer, and a chief officer. Chief officer predominantly takes care of all of the paperwork because there's just tons of it on the boat that size.
Ah,
it's like a big operation.
Paperwork on
a big yacht.
Boat.
It's like a big deal.
That's not fun. Let's go to Holly from Buffalo. Hey, Holly, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Kate. Kate, I've been watching the show since it started, and I'm wondering how long you've been doing this and if you really like it, because you don't smile.
She has resting bitch face.
Andy Cohen knows the answer to that question.
Yeah, if you look up resting bitch face in the dictionary, there's a pencil sketch of Kate Chesty.
It's like a... It could be
it's
me.
An affliction.
It could be somebody else.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since 2005, and I love it. I'm probably not smiling because I'm thinking so much.
Oh, she's thinking so much. Oh, smattering of applause for your thought process.
Smattering.
Let's go to Whitney from Virginia. Hey, Whitney, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Captain Lee. Okay. I just want to know how he feels about charter guests that feel that their money can buy them freedom to do whatever they want, as in not wearing life jackets and not following rules.
Yeah, Captain Lee.
Oh, hell no, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, I mean, you can have all the money in the world, but there are still things that have to be adhered to.
In the words of the great Countess Luann, money can't buy you class. It's game time,
indeed.
Everybody. My guests have spent years working in such close quarters that I know everything there is to know that they do about each other. But who knows Captain Lee better, his work wife or his actual wedded wife? Let's find out with my captain, her captain. Lee, I understand your wife Marianne is in the audience. Come on up, Marianne, on a seat at the bar. Great to see you. Marianne and Kate, I'm going to ask you some trivia questions about your beloved Captain Lee. You will both guess, and then the captain will reveal the answer. Okay, Kate and Marianne, what kind of underwear does Captain Lee wear underneath his captain's uniform? Kate, any idea?
I know, but I don't want to win this game.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Hanes.
Hanes, tidy whities.
Captain Lee, please reveal tidy whities. What is Captain Lee's favorite meal that a chef cooks on a yacht, Kate Chastain?
Ribeye, medium rare, Caesar salad, baked potato.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Like yes, very good. Oh, my God, the 2 for 2. Okay.
I'm getting scared here.
No, don't care. It's okay. Has Captain Lee ever gotten naughty on a boat, Kate Chastain?
No.
Marianne?
I hope not.
Captain Lee? Not unless Marianne is there. Okay, Kate Chastain, what is the one thing a guest can do that will totally piss off Captain Lee, the stud of the sea?
Sacrifice the safety of the vessel.
Marianne?
What did she say?
Sacrifice the safety of the vessel.
Yeah, or disrespect the crew.
Or disrespect the crew. Okay, Captain Lee, that's the right one. Showing disrespect to the crew, you got it. Marianne. Okay. Hey, Justin.
You guys are scaring
me. What did Captain Lee say is his favorite hobby?
Driving? Working out?
Marianne?
Boating.
Captain Lee? Life and living at large. Kind of a broad hobby. Thank you very much, Marianne, once again, as it should be. Captain Lee, did you have fun at Tom Tom with Jerry O'Connell?
Oh, I had a ball. I mean, that was such a treat.
He picked you up. He delivered.
I was overwhelmed. I was fanstruck.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was incredible.
What a romance.
It is.
First date.
Yeah,
and he picked
like,
him up.
I texted him and I said, you know, I'm in town. And he goes, stay where you're at. I'll pick you up. We'll go. Where do you want to go? He said, you're my primary.
I love that.
I'm going.
Let's go to Michelle from Plano, Texas. Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
Hey. Hi, Andy. Hi, Kate. I think you're beautiful. Captain Lee, I'd like to know, do you have children? And what do your children think about you being on reality TV?
It's kind of a unique situation. Two of my sons have been involved in yachting, and Marianne, my wife, actually asked one of them, she said, did you watch Dad's show tonight on TV? And he went, no. And she says, well, why not? She says, Mom, we all work for Dad. We know who he is.
Right.
And it's like watching home movies and we're not in them.
That's isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it totally was. So
yeah.
That's pretty much describes it.
Yeah. My parents went to a movie on New Year's Eve when I was hosting with Anderson Cooper. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, same thing.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to the news that Kate Middleton made her first official appearance today since returning from maternity leave, rocking a new haircut, new highlights, but old boots that she's been seen wearing for over 10 years. Funnily enough, old boots is also the nickname she has for the queen. Just kidding. Alyssa Edwards liked that one. Tonight's shackle goes to Donald Trump, who claimed today that the Kavanaugh allegations represent a very scary time for young men in America. Scary for the young men? Honestly, the scariest thing that can happen to a young man these days is actually this. I want to thank Kate, Captain Lee, and Alyssa Edwards. Look at that hair. It's the after show with Alyssa Edwards, Kate Chastain, and Captain Lee. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, you are Mary Ellen from Illinois. Hey, Mary Ellen, what's your question?
Hi there. I was wondering if you ever get any blowback from the guests after they've been, of course, misbehaving, and then you all talk about them on the show.
So when the guests see how you've spoken about them on the show, do they ever?
No.
No?
No.
Wow.
I've never had any blowback from that.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No blowback.
All right, back to the phones.
Comebacks, but no
blowback. Hey, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Jen from Franklin, Tennessee.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Captain Lee.
Okay.
And shout out to Andy. Love him. But what's the most exciting time of the season other than the overboard incident?
Most exciting time of the season other than the overboard?
Oh.
Most notable.
The overboard wasn't really exciting.
No.
It wasn't exciting.
Right.
Notable? Oh, God. Just totally experiencing the Tahitian culture. It was just so overwhelming. And it just, and the fact that they just, the whole country just buys into it.
Yeah.
And you're so far removed from everywhere and you're so isolated. And we as Americans don't realize that, but I mean, God, they just have a great, great place over there.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Very
absolutely
authentic.
Yes.
Remote.
Yes.
And they believe it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Let's go to Maddie from Cambridge. Hey, Maddie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy and Kate and Lee. My question is for both Kate and Lee. True fans of the show can't help but notice that the interior of my Sienna seems a little bit outdated. And I know that Kate and Lee are practiced worldwide and providing excellent service. So I'm wondering what you guys do to offset the kind of tacky interior.
Ah, wow. Oh. You think it's tacky?
April.
Yeah. I'll let you go first.
April, I agree with you. It looks dated, but also it's classic. So there's a difference, and this one is
classic. Between classic and dated.
Yeah, you think it's dated, but I don't know how many yachts you've been on. So this one is classic.
Alyssa Edwards, how shady was that response?
Oh, she went in on that one. I like that. Yeah, okay. She went in, girl. You went all the way in.
Yeah, okay, good.
The shade.
That, but you're right. That's a classic.
That yacht interior is so classic and tastefully done.
Yeah.
And it's endured years and years and years of just being just the epitome of classic culture and breeding.
Kind of like you, Captain Lee.
Exactly.
Let's go to April from Houston.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, April, what's your question?
My question's for Captain Lee. You said today that Tahiti was on your bucket list. What is another area that you're just making sure you mark off your bucket list?
Oh, good question.
Oh, I just really want to get strapped into an F-14 or an F-16 jet.
Nice.
And just, like...
blast off.
Yeah.
All right.
Do
who
it.
Who doesn't?
Great. Fighter jet space.
Yes.
Captain Lee will be the captain. It's a new series on
Bravo. I did the skydiving, which was really cool.
Yeah. I want to do that. I want to do that. Let's go to Ursula from Austin. Hey, Ursula.
Hi, Andy. My question's for Kate. First of all, Kate, I love you so much. Where do you see your yachting career going in the next 5 years?
To my bank account.
Yes.
I mean, I've done the Caribbean more seasons than I can count, at least five. I've done the Mediterranean 3 times. Tahiti was new. At this point, it's a job. It's a really great job. So. Yeah.
It's that time in our after show where we take an audience question. We do it sometimes. Jackson, you have a question? Is there a Jackson out there? Yeah, you have a question? Come on over. How you doing?
I actually had a question for my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Come on up over. Here.
Uh-oh.
Dakota.
Come on a little closer.
You're the Kim to my Croy. The Napalm to my Teresa. The Giovanni to my Luann. The quiet woman to my Shannon. I love you and I only have Ramona eyes for you. Will you marry me?
Yes, I will. Wow. Oh, there's a ring. That was awesome. How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes, I was not expecting that.
You were not expecting?
No.
Were you expecting him to ask you to marry him ever? Like, were you thinking, well, this is, we've been together 3 years.
Yeah. We just bought our second house together. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I was
And I guess you guys love Bravo because that was a real Bravo-centric proposal.
Yes. And his real ring didn't come in yet, so this is a longer
his real ring didn't
yes.
come in yet.
I don't care. This is my ring.
Everybody give it up for these guys. Congratulations. Wasn't that sweet? And they matched. That was amazing. That was very sweet. Oh, get a shot of that, Rocco. They're going nuts. All right. I want to thank Kate and Captain Lee and Alyssa Edwards for more. Click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. she suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter Federal Agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.